Conclusion. Horses were essential to life in the Old West. The beef industry relied on the cattle they purchased from ranchers. Ranchers relied on cowboys to drive the cattle to market. Cowboys relied on their horses to make cattle drives possible. Modern cattle drives no longer rely on horses. Motorcycles have replaced horses. Ranch hands round up cattle on motorcycles and bring them to market on trucks. Feature box. Wild Horse Annie. Velma B. Johnston fought to protect wild Mustangs. She saw wild horses being caught and crammed into trucks, and she decided to do something about it. In 1959, she supported a bill in Congress banning the use of cars or trucks to capture wild horses. For the next 10 years, Johnston continued to pressure Congress to enact other laws protecting the wild Mustang. Her vigorous defense of wild horses earned her the nickname Wild Horse Annie. Chart, U.S. Mustang population. The number of wild Mustangs in the United States has plummeted since 1900. 1900, 2 million. 1925, 1 million. 1971, 17,000. 2000, 40,000. By the middle of the 20th century, wild Mustangs were facing extinction. Their natural habitat, once open and free, was now covered with fences and roads. Many Mustangs were captured, killed, and sold for meat. Then, in 1971, Congress passed a law to protect wild Mustangs. A second law, passed in 1999, further protects them. These laws ban capturing or killing a wild Mustang. Since then, the number of wild Mustangs is slowly increasing.